Father, we thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Father, for the privilege to learn at your feet every Friday. Thank you, Lord, for the revelation of your word. I will give you thanks to God. I just want us to take, to lift up our voices and just say, Father, you're worthy of our praise. You deserve all. You deserve all my praise. You deserve all my worship. You deserve all my adoration. I'm just going to take this song, worshiping God, and telling him that indeed he deserves our best. Thank you, Father.
You are worthy of my praise. Oh, you are worthy of my praise. You are worthy of my praise. You are worthy of my praise. And Jesus, you are worthy of my praise. Oh, you are worthy of my praise. And Jesus, Jesus, you are worthy of my praise. Alabakoshi yadada. Oh, and you are worthy of my praise. Arakosha namanyana.
Just lift your voice and tell him that, Lord, you deserve my praise. Lord, you deserve my love. Lord, you deserve my very best. You deserve my very best, and I give it to you tonight. I give you my worship. I give you my life. I give you my praise, Lord. You know, we're still praying. I want us to quickly look at Psalm 31, verse 19, the TPT translation. You know, I read this afternoon and it blessed me. It blessed me. It says, Lord, how wonderful you are. You have stored up so many good things for us, like a treasure chest, heaped up and spilling over with blessings, all for those who honor and worship you. You see why it's very important to worship God. It's very important, you know, when you wake in the morning, all you don't just go and all the time you're just, okay, you're praying, asking for things. No, there are seasons, there are times when you just need to sit and just worship God and just honor God and see what it says. God, it says God has thought of so many. It didn't say little good things, you know. It didn't say few good things, some good things. It says God has thought of so many good things for those who honor and worship him. I want us, you know, let's lift our voices today and say, you know, declare the scripture and say, Lord, how wonderful you are. And let's begin to declare, because we honor and worship him, that, Lord, thank you, because you've stored up so many good things for me. You've stored up so many blessings. You've stored up prosperity. Begin to mention the good things that God has stored up for you. You know, the good things you're aware of that God has stored up for you, because there are good things I'm sure you might not be aware of yet. Just begin to mention the good things that God has stored up for you. Thank you, Father, because you stored up prosperity for me. You stored up, you've got a great future for me. You've got great plans for me. Lord, you stored up favor for me. You stored up wisdom for me. You stored up grace for me. Thank you, Father. You stored up abundance for me. You know, concerning tonight's meeting, I want us to make this declaration. According to 1 Corinthians 2:10, it says, eyes have not seen,
ears have not heard, neither has he entered into the heart of man, what God has prepared for those that love him.
You know, what God has prepared for us, what has God prepared for us tonight? He wants, you know, as the word comes, he doesn't just want us to just receive, to come hear the word and, you know, to know some things the word says, or to know certain things the word says, to know about his love. But he wants us to walk in the light of this truth. He wants us, you know, his desire for us is that we walk in the revelation light that is revealed tonight. Let's make this declaration today that, Lord, as your word comes tonight, I walk in revelation light. I walk in revelation light of your word. I have seeing eyes. I have hearing ears. I have an understanding heart in the name of Jesus. And as your word comes tonight, I know what to do. I know what to do. Wisdom is granted unto me. Revelation, understanding is granted unto me. As your word comes tonight, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we're still praying. Alright, so finally, we're going to pray according to Ephesians 1:17. It says, "For I always pray to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may grant you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the deep and intimate knowledge of him." The truth is, we can never outpray this prayer. We can never outpray this prayer. If you know what the knowledge, what growing in the knowledge of God does to you, you know, you would pray this every single day. The Bible says grace and peace is multiplied to you through the knowledge of God. So as you get to know God, grace is multiplied unto you. And what does this grace do to you? You know, the Bible tells us that it's through this grace that riches are delivered unto into our hands. That's 1 Corinthians 9:8. You know, through this grace that riches are delivered into your hands. Through this grace, you know, the Bible says he's able to make all grace abound towards us, that we always have been a sufficiency in all things, might have enough for every good work. It's by the grace of God that abounds to you that you'll be able to, you know, you'll be able to have more than sufficient. It's through the grace in you that you'll be able to deal wisely with the affairs of this life. So I want us to pray tonight that, Lord, I ask as your word comes tonight, cause your word to expound in my heart, that I may know you more. Lord, I ask for an increased knowledge of your word. Lakia bazuna makuse tia balibo sheteye bara. As your word comes tonight, my knowledge of you increases. I don't just know certain things, but my knowledge of you increases. As your word comes tonight through your vessel, Malika Zuda Badeba Shoteye, grace is multiplied to me. Grace is multiplied to me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Our precious Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for the wonderful things you've prepared for us. Father, as your word comes forth tonight, we declare that our hearts are receptive and open to receive every single thing you've got for us in the name of Jesus. We do not miss anything. We do not miss any of the wonderful things you have for us in the name of Jesus. As your word comes tonight, we are not just informed, but we are transformed by your word in the name of Jesus. Thank you for a wonderful time learning at your feet once again. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord. I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord. 'Cause you love me, for you love me forever. 'Cause you love me forever. 'Cause you love me forever, Lord. You love me, you love me forever. You love me forever. You love me forever, Lord. Open your mouth and sing, I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord. 'Cause you love me forever. forever, Lord. So we sing glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, forever. Oh, for we sing glory to God. Lift up your hands and say glory to God. Hey, glory to God. Forever, we love you, Lord, for you love us forever. You love us forever. You love us forever, Lord. It's too late, it's too late. You already loved us forever. You've loved us forever. You've loved us forever, Lord. It's too late. He loves you forever. He's in love with you forever. He's in love with you forever, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, Father, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Thank you, Father. Manda kosuliarabaha. Oh, Rabashande Bolotosanamandi. Oh, just say thank you, Father, for your love for me. Thank you for loving 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 me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for loving me the same way you love Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Mana kosarabahaya. Thank you, Father, for your love for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Woo. Welcome to another At His Feet Bible study. Hallelujah. How was last week? Amen. If you have not listened to last week's message, I implore you to listen to it. I mean, we saw how that God already loves us. We saw that how that is too late. How that our mistakes cannot change His love for us. I mean, I was really blessed, and I believe you were blessed too. Glory to God. If you've not listened to that message, I implore you to go and listen to it. It's on the link www.dorinamoshale.com, the iResource, you know, part. Just look for it. It's too late. All right, and listen to it. Glory to God. Amen. So we're ready for tonight. Who is ready for tonight? Meeting. Glory to God. If you're ready, let me see you shout. Glory to God. Woo! So tonight we're going to be looking at the Love of God series. We're still discussing the love of God. Amen. So tonight I'm just going to be sharing with us scriptures, you know, to help us understand the love of God further. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the title for today's meeting is God's Beloved Daughter. Amen. Glory to God. By the end of this meeting, you're going to see that you are God's beloved daughter. Alright, you're not someone, you know, trying to find and look for acceptance with God. Amen. You're not someone looking for acceptance with God. The Bible says in Ephesians 1 verse 6, it says that we have been accepted in the beloved. You're already accepted in the beloved. The beloved is Jesus Christ. You're already accepted in the beloved. So you are in the beloved. So that means you are the beloved of God. So you are God's beloved daughter. Hallelujah. You're not trying to, you know, walk your way to be accepted with God. God has already accepted you. Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah. God has already accepted you. Glory to God. He has already accepted you as His own daughter. Amen. Glory to God. That's something to just dance about, you know, and dance and rejoice over. Glory to God. I mean, God has already accepted me. I'm not trying to gain acceptance with God. He has already accepted me. No wonder He said in the book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16, He said, come boldly to the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy. You may find grace and mercy
Amen. In time of need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God has already accepted you, so He wants you to come boldly to Him. He doesn't want you running away from Him. He doesn't want you feeling condemned. Hallelujah. He wants you to approach Him as a daughter. Glory to God. Have you ever seen any child who is afraid to go to his father's room or to his father's presence? Amen. Have you ever seen a child? Amen. Your father is in the sitting room, and then before you want to pass, you want to go to the seat, you want to go to the dining table, you go and pass the back first before you now get to the kitchen and then get to the dining. No, if you have that kind of father as a father, I mean, that people's relationship is not okay. Amen. Glory to God. Children, they are, you know, they are bold in going to their father's presence. Of course, they reverence their fathers. We reverence our earthly father and our heavenly father. But we are not, you know, we don't feel inferior to come into their presence. Amen. Why? Because we are beloved children. Glory to God. All right, so tonight, the first scripture I'll be reading is from the book of Matthew, chapter 3, verse 17. Amen. Matthew 3 verse 17. It says that a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved son, and I am wonderfully pleased with him." It says, "This is my beloved son." I'm reading from TLB. It says, "This is my beloved son, and I am pleased with him." Amen. Glory to God. Someone is like, "But that's Jesus. That's Jesus. That's not me. That scripture is not talking about me. That scripture is talking about you," because we saw how that, you know, in John 17 verse 23, we saw how that the Father loves us the same way He loves Jesus. So if He's saying to Jesus that you are my beloved son and I'm wonderfully pleased with you, guess what? He's also saying that to you, that you are His beloved daughter and He is wonderfully pleased with you. Now remember, at that point when God said this to Jesus, Jesus had not started performing any miracle. Yes, this was actually when John the Baptist, you know, He met with John the Baptist, you know, to baptize him. Remember, Jesus had not started performing any miracle. He had not turned water to wine. He just came out, you know, and then went to be baptized, you know, went to John the Baptist to baptize him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He had not started doing anything. But then when the Holy Ghost came upon him, God had to speak from heaven and said, "This is my beloved son in whom I am wonderfully pleased with." You don't get what this means. This means that, see, it's not until you start doing different things that God is already saying, "I'm pleased with you." Right now, God is pleased with you. Why? Because you are in Christ Jesus. Why? Because you are His child. God is wonderfully pleased with you. God is wonderfully excited, I mean super excited about you. Why? Because you are His child. He has you where He wants you to be. He has you where He wants you to be, in His kingdom, in the kingdom of light, not in the kingdom of darkness. So God is pleased with you right now. Amen. Glory to God. If you're going about thinking that God is angry and upset with you, renew your mind tonight. God is wonderfully pleased with you. You are His child. You are born of God. You are born again. As long as you are born again, God is pleased with you, and you are His beloved daughter. Amen. Glory to God. Someone's like, but Tammy, I am doing a lot of things that are not, they don't, the things that I do, I don't think anybody will be pleased with me. Now let me paint a scenario for you. All right, you give birth to a baby today. You're in the hospital, and then the baby starts crying. I mean, like, the baby, you breastfed the baby, and the baby is just crying. How are you going to say, what kind of child is this? What kind of gluttonous child are you? Amen. You're just going to say, "Wow, my baby needs food. My baby needs to eat. I'm just so in love with my baby. Oh, thank you, Father, for this child. Ah, this baby needs to eat." You just be in love with the child. You are in love with the child. Whether the child is crying for milk or not crying for food, those ones, they don't really concern you. That love that you have for the child is what is there. I want you to know that, see, your the sins that you commit and who you are, I want us to address it tonight. They are not, God does not look at them the same. Alright, God does not judge the sins you commit with who you are in Him. Hallelujah. He loves you. Amen. I'm not saying that God loves you, loves the sin you are doing, the things, the bad things you're doing. No, I'm saying that God loves you. You as a person, you as His child, when He looks at you, He sees that you have been recreated in Christ Jesus. And that recreated man is in love with that man. And He's very pleased with that man. Amen. So God loves you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say, God loves me and He's very pleased with me and I'm God's beloved daughter. Hallelujah. If you will keep this confession, for 3 months going, saying I'm God's beloved daughter and God is very pleased with me, it will help you in your walk with God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Scripture number two is from the book of Ephesians 1 verse 7. Ephesians 1 verse 7 says that in Christ Jesus we have redemption in His blood. We have the forgiveness of our sins according to the riches of His grace. Amen. Glory to God. I have the ESV translation, but let me read the KJV translation. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7. It says, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Verse 8 says, wherein He had abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence. Amen. Hallelujah. This scripture comes right after verse 6 that says, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He has made us accepted in the beloved. Verse 7 says that He has redeemed us through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Now I want you to know that as God's beloved daughter, you are forgiven. Amen. As God's beloved daughter, you are forgiven. God is not trying to forgive you. You don't understand. God is not thinking about forgiving you. He has already forgiven you. The Bible says here, it says, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. So it doesn't matter how many sins the sin is. Amen. You have forgiveness. Hallelujah. Someone is like, well, Tammy, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't understand. You don't know how many guys I've slept with. Like, you don't know. You don't understand how many guys I've slept with. Even married men, I've slept with them. Old men, I've slept with them. Men, that is about to die, I've slept with them. God says, don't worry. The forgiveness of sins, you have redemption through His blood, according to the riches of His grace, not according to the poverty of His grace. The grace of God is not poor. The grace of God is rich. It says the riches of His grace. So let the sin that you have seen, let it be very, very rich. The grace of God is going to beat it down. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in Romans, I love that scripture so much. It says where sin abounds, grace abounds much more. Like, let's sing, like, sing, show yourself. Grace is going to come and be like, you are just playing. You need to grow up. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I want you to know that no matter what it is you've done, no matter what it is you've done, I want you to know that as God's beloved daughter, you are already forgiven according to the riches of His grace. The grace of God is rich. It doesn't matter how large or how huge or how bloody that sin is. The grace of God is rich. Hallelujah. The grace of God is rich to forgive you. Amen. To forgive. Don't let the devil lie to you and tell you that, can God ever forgive me for what I've done? I want you to know that the grace of God is rich. God can forgive you, for where sin abounds, grace abounds much more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are forgiven. Amen. Say this, I'm forgiven. It doesn't matter what I've done, I'm forgiven according to the riches of His grace. The grace of God is rich enough to forgive you of every sin that you have sinned. Amen. Hallelujah. This is why when you get born again and you're walking with God and you meet people who knew you in the past and they're trying to bring up the past to you to make you feel condemned, you just look at them and be like, you people don't know what's going on. I have been forgiven according to the riches of His grace. God is not holding anything against me. That is why Paul could say, you know, to the church in Corinth, he said, receive us, for we have wronged no man. That man understood what it means to be forgiven according to the riches of His grace. Do you know that you've been forgiven? Or do you still think that the reason you're going through some things right now is because of what you did? See, if you believe that, that's what you experience. Because the Bible says that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If you believe that the reason why you are failing in life now is because you did something bad 2 years ago or last year, that's what you'll be experiencing. But tonight I come with the revelation of God's word to let you know that you have been forgiven according to the riches of His grace. And He has redeemed you by His blood. Not by the blood of bulls, haya. Not by the blood of goats. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. But by His precious blood. His precious blood. The incorruptible blood. That's what you've been forgiven. Amen. The blood of Jesus bought you back. Redemption means to be bought back. To be bought back from sin and its consequences. So don't let the devil lie to you that the reason why you will never have children is because you have committed abortion. Lie. That's a lie. You've been bought back. You've been redeemed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You've been bought back. You've been redeemed. Redemption, it means to be bought back from sin and its consequences. So you've been bought back from that mistake and the consequences of it. Glory to God. So the fact that you did commit an abortion doesn't mean you're going to have plenty of children. Amen. Glory to God. Like the wife of the man in Psalms 128, you're going to be a fruitful vine. Your children are going to sit on your table. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for your word. Amen. I believe you got that. You are forgiven. Amen. So let's move on to the third scripture. The third scripture is from 1 Peter 5:7. 1 Peter 5:7. Amen. It says, let him have all your worries and cares, for he is always thinking about you and always watching everything that concerns you. I love the scripture so much. It says, let him have all your cares. This is actually TLB translation. The KJV says that, cast all your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. The TLB says, let him have all your worries and cares, for he is always thinking about you and watching everything that concerns you. Amen. The third thing I want you to know tonight, as God's beloved daughter, I want you to know that God cares for you. Somehow, religion has painted, you know, God has this big God up there who doesn't care whether you're not eating throughout the day, whether the clothes you're wearing is torn, or whether you need to change your hair, or whether you need to pay certain bills. All He just cares for you is just to come to church, sing praises to Him, and that's it, you know. But that's not who God is. Amen. He says that He is always thinking about you. God is always thinking about you. He is always thinking about you. Not just from 8 o'clock till 9 a.m. Not just from 12 a.m. to 1 a.m. God is thinking about you around the clock. Hallelujah. And He is watching everything that concerns you. He's watching over your academics. He's watching over your family. He's watching over your job. He's watching over your relationship. He's watching over your business. He's watching over your ministry. Every single thing that concerns you, God is watching because He cares for you. Hallelujah. You know, there's one time the enemy started bringing this fear to my heart, how that, you know, I just lost a dear one close to me, you know, and then I began to, you know, pray in the spirit. You know, I began to pray in the spirit, and then I got an understanding. I remember when Abraham and God had a conversation in the Old Testament, and God said, shall I keep this thing that I'm going to do away from Abraham? That is the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, Lot was there. Amen. And Abraham was in covenant with God. Hallelujah. And Lot was related to Abraham. And you know, whatever the consequences of, you know, what was going, the judgment of Sodom and Gomorrah was actually you know, their judgment. Abraham said, I cannot keep this thing that I want to do away from Abraham. I have to tell him. Manda balaba, and the understanding that I got is, see, Doreen, if the enemy wants to try anything concerning anyone close to you or around you, a family or a loved one, I'll tell you about it. You know, that just brought it to rest. So then I remember sometimes my husband would travel when we're cutting, we'd travel, and I'd be like, this man, 11 p.m. I've not heard from him. We leave school, 11 p.m. His phone is dead. You know, but that revelation kept me that, oh, my fiance is fine. Amen. He will call me in the morning. Sometimes the enemy will be showing me nonsense scriptures of accidents. I'll be like, I rebuke in the name of Jesus. You know, but when that revelation came to me, that see, God cares for me and he's not going to let any bad thing happen to those around me without letting me know, my heart became at peace. So there are times where the enemy is planning something and then I'll just have a dream or a trance or a vision. Amen. And then God will show me and I'll be like, thank you, Father. And then I begin to declare. I begin to speak. I begin to address things in the spirit. So I want you to know that God cares for you. Amen. Things cannot just be going bad all around you and then God will not tell you. See, renew your mind. Renew your mind. God cares for you. How can somebody who cares for you and is watching everything that concerns you, we're not into by spirit when something's about to go bad? How? Does it make sense? It doesn't, right? It doesn't. It doesn't. Amen. Glory to God. So, in our relationship with God, amen, I want you to know that He cares for you. He is watching everything that concerns you. Hallelujah. Do you believe this? Do you believe that God cares for you? God cares for you. Hallelujah. Matthew 6 verse 26, you know, to 30, yeah, so when we reach 26 and 30, also on this, you know, point that God cares for you, Jesus said, look at the birds, they don't worry about what to eat, they don't need to sow or reap or stuff up food. He says, for your heavenly Father feeds them. You know, when I read this verse, I'm like, Jesus, are you trying to fight us? Like, for your heavenly Father, like your own heavenly Father is caring for chicken, your heavenly Father is caring for peacock, your own heavenly Father is caring for pepper, your own heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then you are busy thinking that He does not care for you. If your own heavenly Father is caring for birds, how much more you that carry His gene? How much more you that carry His likeness, that carry His spirit, that carry His DNA? How much more you that He gave His blood for? How much more? He didn't give His blood for animals, so He didn't give it. Jesus did not die for the birds. He died for you. So if your heavenly Father, if your own heavenly Father cares for the birds, about what they are going to eat, please don't tell me that God does not care about what I'm going to eat. Don't tell me that God does not care. He cares, beloved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus said, and you are far more valuable to Him than they are. He didn't say you are valuable. He said you are far more valuable to Him than they are. So it means that God cares for you so much. Verse 30 says, if God cares so wonderfully for flowers, oh God, flowers, oh, one day, not even one day, tomorrow, go outside your house, just pluck one flower, and then look at it, and then look at this scripture, and then be like, so God, you care for this thing, this flower. Put the flower. Maybe you should snap the flower and snap yourself and then do those pix mix that you boys do. Look at them side by side and then read the scripture. Amen. Read the scripture and then picture the scripture. It says that if God so cares so wonderfully for flowers that are here today and gone tomorrow, won't He much more surely care for you, O men of little faith? Hallelujah. If God so much cares for flowers, won't He so much care for you? Won't He so much care for you? Who has lied to you that God does not care for you? Who has lied to you since this year began? You've not been able to buy one shoe for yourself. You've not been able to change, you know, your undies, wardrobe and all of that. You think God does not care about those things? Who told you God doesn't care about those things? Amen. I'm talking to ladies here, and I want us to really understand that, see, God cares about you to the minutest part of you. He cares about you. If your hair, you've not made your hair for a long time, He cares about you. He cares about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God cares for you. Amen. I want you to renew your mind. I want you to renew your mind and say, God cares for me. Begin to believe that God cares for you. Begin to see that God cares for you. Because as you begin to see that God cares for you, you will begin to experience His care. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe you're getting blessed tonight. Amen. God cares for you. God cares for you. Say, God cares for me. God cares for me. He watches over everything that concerns me. He watches over everything that concerns me. God cares for me. He cares for me. You know, one time, you know, I needed data. That was when I was in school. I remember I wanted data. And I was like, ah, God, I didn't even pray it out. It just said in my heart. I wanted to sleep. And I was like, ah, in my heart, I was like, ah, I wish I had data now. Ah, God. Oh, I just slept. I woke up. I saw 1.5 gig data on my phone plus 1,000 recharge card for my Tisala. I don't know what I did, how I did. I just saw it on my phone. I have so many testimonies like that. There was one time I wanted to go to if you went to OAU, you know that from campus gate to inside campus is like a journey. It's really far. Amen. Glory to God. So I wanted to trek it. Yes, we usually do it then. We tongue stroll it. And I was going for class. I was like, okay, fine, I'm going to tongue stroll. I didn't have 20 naira. I'd exhausted my pocket money then. I didn't have 20 naira to take bus to campus. So I was like, no problem, I'm going to tongue show. So as I stood on the road, you know, about to begin my tongue show, a church member saw me. I'm like, let me pay for you now. Okay. I entered the bus, she paid for me. Amen. When I was done with lectures on campus that day, I came out of lecture room. I put my hands on my chinos trouser. You know chinos trouser? Now, chinos trouser, you know that it is, you know the way it is, high waist, and here, you know that the pocket will be flat. All of a sudden, I started seeing something bulging in my pocket. I was like, what is this? But what was this thing bulging? I just shook my hand inside. I think I remember I saw 500 naira. Honestly, I don't know where that money came from. Amen. I don't know who put that money there. But I believe strongly the angel of God. Why? Because He cares for you. God cares for you. God didn't want me to trek to my hostel that day, to my house, because I stay off campus. God didn't want me to trek back home that day. Amen. Glory to God, because the truth is, if I had seen money there, the reason I believe strongly that was the angel of God that put that money is because I wouldn't have wanted to trek in the morning. I would have seen money. Do you understand? But I mean, I was really amazed at His love. Another encounter, I didn't have money to go to campus one day again. I was like, God, I will have to go to lectures. So me, I don't want to miss this lecture and all that. So, I should have just dressed up, arranged my bag, put my books in my bag. I already arranged my bag and put my books in my bag. Only for me to wake up in the morning and open my bag. Guess what I saw? I saw an envelope, white, with 1,000 naira inside. I don't know what put it there. See, I want you to know that God cares for you. I want you to believe it with all of your heart. Believe that God cares. He cares for you. He cares for you. He watches over everything that concerns you. The reason why a lot of us are struggling with our needs is because we have taken responsibility for them. Like, I don't need God. I don't need God. Cast it on Him. Cast it on Him. Tell Him, say, Father, I'm not going to bother myself about this thing. It doesn't mean I'm going to be responsible. No, you are going to be responsible. You're going to do your part, but you're going to cast it on Him. You're going to say, Father, this thing belongs to you. This burden is for you. I'm not going to put it on myself. And one sign to know that you have casted on your care on the Lord is that you'll be given to worship and thanksgiving. You'll be given to worship and thanksgiving.
You'll rejoice over that thing. It won't bother you anymore. You'll be depressed over it. When you are depressed over something, it means that the burden is still on your head. That's depressed. You are getting pressed. But when you lift it and cast it to God and say, take it, you'll be able to magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. One sign of depression, one of the signs, the reasons for depression is because people have decided to, put things, burden themselves with things that they should cast to the Lord. That's why the Bible says, do not be anxious over anything, but in all things by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. With thanksgiving and His peace, we guard your heart. God doesn't want you being depressed over that situation. Hallelujah. He cares for you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God cares for you. Amen. God cares for you. Another scripture for tonight. Ephesians 4 verse 30, the Message translation. I'm going to read it. It says, do not grieve God. It says, don't break His heart. His Holy Spirit moving and breathing in you is the most intimate part of your life, making you fit for Himself. It says, don't take such a gift for granted. It says, don't break His heart. Don't break His heart. See, ladies, I want you to know today that the fact that God loves you doesn't mean that you should take Him for granted. The fact that God loves you doesn't mean that you should take Him for granted. Hallelujah. Don't break His heart, beloved. Amen. God wants you to reciprocate His love for you. He wants you to reciprocate His love for you. He wants you to reciprocate His love for you. He says the Holy Spirit that is on the inside of you is the most intimate part of your life. Ah. Glory to God. Are there ladies who break the heart of the Holy Spirit? Yes. Yes. When you go against His word, when you refuse to obey Him, when you rebel against Him, when you disobey Him, you grieve His heart. You grieve His heart. When you don't spend time with Him, but you spend all your time on social media, and you say, Lord, I'm going to pray with you, I'm going to spend time with you today, but you end up not doing it, He is grieved. Hallelujah. He says, don't grieve His heart. So when you know that the Holy Spirit can be grieved, it's not like, God is weak, so it can be grieved. See, it's good that we know that the Holy Spirit is the intimate part of the Godhead, the one that can be grieved. It's good we know, because I'm in a relationship with my husband, and I know that there are certain things I'll do to him that he will be hurt. So I will try my possible best to conduct my affairs not to do those things. So when you know that the Holy Spirit can be grieved, you would walk in the light as He is in the light. Hallelujah. You will walk in the light as children of light, and you won't give room for the flesh. Amen. Glory to God. So ladies, please, I want you to understand that the revelation of God's love for you is not so that you just live your life anyhow. Say, big God loves me. He loves me now. He already loves me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then let me just do what I gotta do. Woo woo. No. Don't break His heart. Don't grieve Him. He's intimately in love with you. The Holy Spirit is. I'll give you one sign. Sometimes you're just discussing and then you're saying different things. You say to me, you talk down this minister of God, you talk down that person, you talk. All of a sudden you start feeling like, so see, something is just, withdrawing from you. It's not like the Holy Spirit is leaving you, but you are gripping Him, like, it's just like keeping to Himself, like, do you get? Amen. Corrupt communication. Amen. Using your body for sex, the temple of God. Those things grieve Him. Hallelujah. So ladies, I want you to know that God loves you. So don't break His heart. Don't break His heart. Love Him in return. Love Him in return. Love Him in return. Like, 1 John 4 verse 16 says that we love Him because He first loved us. So love Him in return. That's what He wants you to do right now. And how do you love God? How do you love God? Is it by just saying, I love God, I love God? Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Amen. You do what he tells you to do. You do what he tells you to do. You do what he tells you to do. He tells you, I want you to go here for me, you go. He tells you, I want you to do this for me, you do. He tells you, I want you to empty your account for me, you do it. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. All right, so let's proceed. I believe we're getting blessed tonight. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Let's move on. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Hallelujah. The next scripture I'm going to read to us tonight as God's beloved daughter, what I want us to know as God's beloved daughter, is in Ephesians 5 verse 1. Ephesians 5 verse 1 from the Message translation. Amen. It says, watch what God does and then you do it. Like children who learn proper behavior from their parents. Mostly what God does is love you. Amen. It says mostly what God does is love you. I want you to know that God's responsibility is loving you and providing for you. It says most. I love that part. It says mostly what God does is love you. I mean, what would a parent be doing to a newborn baby, to their children? It's to love them. It's to provide for them. It's to love them. It's to provide for them. Amen. Glory to God. You see, parents, you know, they take up several jobs. You know, they take up several, you know, responsibilities at work just because they want to be able to provide for their kids. Amen. You see, parents, you know, they wake up in the morning, they go to work. I mean, they want their children to go to school to have the best. Mostly what God does is love you. God is God's responsibility to love you. God's responsibility is not to condemn you and, you know, try to kill you or hurt you. What he wants to do is love you. And let me tell you something about the love of God. While I was meditating on this, God said to tell his children that, see, his love is not just in mouth only. It's not just in words only. 1 John 3 verse 18, John was saying, he said, my little children, let us not love in word only. Let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but let's love in deed and in truth. So this is God's word here. And I want you to know that God is not a blasphemer. He cannot say something and then he's doing something else. He cannot tell us that this is how we should love and then he's not loving like that. God is saying that we should not love people by just saying it only. So God is not just loving you by just telling you in his word that I love you only. God wants to love you by showing you that he loves you. God wants to do things in your life that you'll be like, oh my God. Like you're like, oh God, you did this for me. Like for me. Like, God, you did this for me. Do you get? Amen. Let me show you a scripture. Psalm 31 verse 21. It says, praise the Lord. This NLT. Praise the Lord, for he has shown me the wonders of his unfailing love. He kept me safe when my city was under attack. It says, the Lord has shown me the wonders of his unfailing love. The wonders of his unfailing love. God wants to show you the wonders of his love. He doesn't want to say it every time. He doesn't just want to say it alone. He wants to show it to you. God doesn't want to love you indeed only. He wants to love you. He doesn't want to love you in words only. He wants to love you indeed too. God does not want to love you in words only. He wants to love you in deeds as well. He wants to do things for you. He wants to show you the wonders of his unfailing love. He wants to show you the wonders of his unfailing love. I watched a miracle, something that happened. A woman's car was compressed and she came out of the car just speaking in other tongues, glorifying God. That is a wonder of his unfailing love. Protection. When everybody is saying there's no food, there's no this, there's no opportunity here, famine here, lack of recession, God wants to show you his unfailing love by providing for your needs for you, by meeting and supplying your needs. God wants to show you that he loves you. He wants to do amazing things for you. You know, for me this season, I have experienced so much abundance ever since this year began. This whole COVID-19 season. I mean, God is amazing. God is amazing. I want you to believe in his unfailing love for you. God is not just doesn't want to just wrap you up. I love you, I love you. Hey, the love of God, love, you've been hearing it. He doesn't want to wrap you up, I love you. He wants to show that he loves you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. NIV says, praise be the Lord. Praise to the Lord. For he showed me the wonders of his love. When I was in a city under siege, right now we know the world is under siege, recession, COVID-19 and all of that. But see, God wants to show you his love. God wants to show you that, see, I am the Lord that keepeth thee. I am the Lord thy God, who will raise kings and queens to be your foster parents, who will raise helpers, who will raise people to help you. Amen. But the thing is, you have to believe his love for you. You have to believe his love for you. You must repose faith in his love for you. 1 John 4 verse 16 says, we have known and believed the love that God has for us. It says, God is love, and he that dwells in love dwells in God and God in him. You have to believe that God loves you. You have to believe it before you can see it. I love that NIV. It says, God has shown me the wonders of his love. You have to believe that God loves you before you can see the wonders of his love. You cannot see something that you don't believe in. In the kingdom of God, it's not seeing, it's believing. It is believing to see. Amen. We believe and then we see. Amen. The Bible says of Abraham in Romans 4, it says that Abraham believed God. He staggered not in faith. He began to give glory to God and then he conceived. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you have to believe that God loves you. You have to believe that God is into you. You have to believe that God is concerned about you. You have to believe that God is concerned about your business, your work. God is interested in it. God wants you to prosper. God wants you to prosper. Psalm 35 verse 27. I love it so much. It says, God delights in the prosperity of his servant. God is interested in you winning. God is interested in your prosperity. God wants you to prosper. God wants you to succeed. God wants you to increase. God wants you to enlarge. God wants you to expand. He wants you to multiply. He loves you. He wants to favor you. He wants you to get it big. Amen. You have to believe it. Do not let the enemy tell you that God does not want you to make it in life. That's a lie. God loves you. There is no child, there is no parent that would want their children not to make it in life. Have you ever seen a parent who, when the child comes and says that, mommy, I got first in class, and the parent is angry? Why will you get first in class? Why can't you get last or tenth? That parent needs mental checkup. God loves you. When you come home to tell your parent that, mom, I scored 10th over 30th. Your parent, I know. Next time you're going to go higher. You're going to beat every other person. That's how God feels about you. Amen. God wants you to increase. He says of us, he says that you shall be the head and not the tail. That's God's plan for you. That's God's desire for you. That's God's will for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to just, wherever you are, I want you to stand up. I want you to stand up. First of all, I want you to say, Father, thank you for your love for me. Thank you, Father, for your love for me. Thank you, Father, for your love for me. Thank you, Father, for loving me. Thank you, Father, for loving me. And I want you to pray and say, Father, reveal your love to me. Reveal your love to me. Open the eyes of my understanding to understand and to see that you love me. Oh, open the eyes of my understanding to see that you love me. Oh, Radaba Hashana Mahande. Zobrega Debedebedosha. Open our eyes, oh God. Open our eyes, oh God, to see that you love us. Zobrega Debedebedosha. Elemontori Dabahaya. In Jesus' name. You see, ladies, when you believe that God loves you, it is easy to put trust in him. It is easy to have faith in God. Amen. It is easy for you to believe that God, God loves me. He's going to meet my needs. God loves me. Somebody's, coming to meet me on Saturday for Igbese. I've prayed to God about it. He loves me, so God's going to come true for me. When you believe that God loves you, it helps your prayer life. It helps you repose faith in him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe we've been blessed tonight. Slowly, Adabahanda Koso Labahaya. Father, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving us. Oh, as the psalmist said, we will see the wonders of your love. Even in this season, I pray for everyone listening to me that you will see the unfailing love of God even in this season. That God will overwhelm you with his love this season. You will see his wonders in your life this season. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.